Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting third. The center fielder, Jocko Conlon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete takes first base on ball four. Radcliffe moves to second. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kaufman. Radcliffe scores. Peete moves to third. Conlon moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peete scores. Conlon scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bonura moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bonura scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive beyond first. Bonura can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burns. Whitehead moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pete bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to third for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. One out. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0-for-1 in the game. Conlon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Conlon for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Pete moves to second. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-1 in the game. Salters hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-1 in the game. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns won. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0 for 2 in the game. Conlon takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Conlon moves to second. Two outs. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaufman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaufman moves to third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. Kaufman scores. One out. It's 4-2, White Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to second. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns scores. Soltis moves to third. It's 4-3, White Sox. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field. Washington picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Washington. Solter scores. West moves to third. It's Browns, 4, White Sox, 4. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. West scores. Hemsley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Browns. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hopkins hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Whitehead moves to second. It's Browns, 5, White Sox, 5. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pete hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaufman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Larry reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Larry steals third. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Larry scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Browns. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Conlon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Conlon reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Conlon scores. It's Browns, 6, White Sox, 6. Russ Van Atten now pitching. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Washington hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Bonura moves to second. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Conlon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards second. Carey picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Carey. Radcliffe moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pete is walked intentionally. Al Simmons pinch hits for Jocko Conlon. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Van Atta fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Al Simmons now playing center field. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Van Atta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Atta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Van Atta reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete misplays the ball. That's an error on Pete. Van Atta scores. Larry moves to third. It's 7-6, Browns. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Salters hits a pop-up towards third. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Burns steals second. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-4 in the game. Pepper takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. West hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Washington bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes pinch hits for Marty Hopkins. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is walked intentionally. Sad Sam Jones pinch runs for Jimmy Dykes. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington scores. 2 outs. It's Browns, 7, White Sox, 7. Jackie Hayes pinch hits for John Whitehead. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 7. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Phelps now pitching. Tony Pete now playing third base. Jackie Hayes now playing second base. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete juggles the ball. That's an error on Pete. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-4 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. Pete hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.